Welcome back to another Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, joined by our WABE medical analyst, Dr. Ford Vox. And the air out there, it's oppressively hot, Dr. Vox. But I understand we should also be concerned about what's in that air?
I think so. Air pollution itself is definitely a serious health threat separate from the heat. Before I go too much further, I'll share the good news that Atlanta is headed in the right direction on that front. The Atlanta Regional Commission data does show that aside from a little bump in the mid-aughts, we've actually seen a steady decline in one of the most important components of air pollution to human health, the fine particulate matter, also known as PM2.5.
All right. Well, that's great. But, you know, most days lately have come with smog alerts. So, I mean, it's easy to presume the air is still polluted, right?
It is. And there's really no safe dose of air pollution, Jim. A recent study confirms that. But while most of us think about our lungs when it comes to air pollution, and people with asthma and other airway disease in particular would do well to heed those air quality warnings, there's actually a long-term effect on your heart.
I'm curious now then how that's tracked. So I can imagine researchers, you know, tallying spikes in asthma attacks on air pollution days, but are they tracking heart attacks kind of in that same way? It seems a little more difficult.
Yeah, I think that would be a really tough study to do well. But in this case, researchers actually did something equally monumental. They tracked air pollution levels in six different American cities over 10 years, and they performed heart scans on everyone in the study in order to discover the connection between those air pollution levels and the calcification levels in your heart that we know can lead to heart attacks.
Now, I bet a lot of us probably don't know that such heart tests even exist.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a second. So there are these low-dose radiation CT heart scans that can give you a coronary artery calcification score. They're growing in popularity. The American College of Cardiology does support their use for people with some risk factors for heart disease. Those are factors that your doctor can compute using your age, your cholesterol levels, and your blood pressure. If that number suggests that you're at least 10% likely to develop heart disease or have a heart attack, this kind of heart CT can help guide your treatment. That being said, some doctors are using them even in patients without any other risk factor than their age.
And I want to make sure I'm clear on this. The people in this study did not have heart disease 10 years ago when the study began.
That's right. No history of heart disease in enrollment. But the almost 6,000 people tested, they were in Baltimore, Chicago, LA, New York, St. Paul, Winston-Salem. That study did show a gradual buildup of coronary calcium with age. That's expected. But the amount of the increase was linked to the amount of the air pollution levels. As people got older, and certainly if they had hypertension, the negative effects of the air pollution were even worse.
Now, do we know why this happens?
Well, certainly your heart's health is closely linked to your lung health, given that the heart has to push blood through your lungs. But beyond that, researchers believe air pollution exposure could induce inflammation. Perhaps it's affecting other body systems as well, but this is all just hypothesis.
You know, we're seeing headlines this week that the International Energy Agency thinks as many as 6.5 million people are dying each year related to air pollution. Now, is coronary artery calcification a factor then in that?
I think so. The IEA study is entirely separate from the EPA and NIH-funded study published in The Lancet that we're talking about today. But the IEA is trying to increase awareness of just how much health benefit we all stand to gain from better managing our air quality.
In the meantime, is there anything that we can do to protect ourselves?
In real practical terms, the advice that they were given here would be best to live in a city with the lowest air pollution you can. Obviously, that's not going to be practical for everybody. So this is something that really has to be dealt with on a political and economic level. It's an example of something that we only have so much power to manage ourselves.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Vox. Well, at least some good news. It's good to hear Atlanta is heading in the right direction, but still lots more to go.
Of course.
See you next week.